Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, right on the southwest side of Columbus, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Good Monday to you. How was church yesterday? My, we had a delightful Mother's Day here at Bible Baptist Church. Just a great, great spirit. Good decisions made for Christ, and we got to honor the ladies that were present in the service, and thank God for mothers, and I thank God for my mother and the influence she was in my life. And we looked a little bit in the morning on Jesus' treatment of his mother and how he even cared for her when he was dying on the cross. And so we had a great day. Hope you had a great Lord's Day where you were, and a good Mother's Day, and that you were able to thank God for your mother, and if nothing else, she brought you into the world. And you can be thankful for that. Most alive now, if your mom had a choice and she chose to have you, and praise the Lord for that. But I hope God spoke to your heart, you were in your place, and that you were a blessing to your church and to your pastor. Well, it is Fun Fest week now. Fun Fest and Food Fest coming up this Saturday, May the 20th. And we look forward to a great time together. Going to be noon to 3 right here at 2758 Home Road in Grove City. So spread it far and wide and come on out and see us. Everything is free, and we'd love to have you for our Fun Fest and Food Fest this coming Saturday from noon to 3 p.m. right here at the church. All right? Well, now listen, if your Bible's close by, go to the book of Galatians, Galatians chapter 6. One verse to look at today, and it's verse number 9, where the Bible says, "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." Let us not be weary in well-doing. For in due season we shall reap, if we faint not. Now let's talk a little bit about be not weary in well-doing. Susie called a friend and asked how she was feeling. "Terrible," came the reply. "My head's splitting. My back and legs are killing me. The house is a mess. The kids are driving me crazy." Susie, full of compassion, said, "Listen, you go lie down. I'm coming right over. I'll cook lunch for you. I'll clean the house up. I'll take care of the children while you get some rest. By the way, how's Sam doing?" "Sam? I don't have any husband named Sam." "My heavens," Susie said, "I must have dialed the wrong number." And after a pause, the voice came back from the other end. "Well, are you still coming over?" Well, all of us get weary from time to time with our day-to-day living, whether it's as a parent or grandparent or husband or wife or employee or employer. In the world, it's known as burnout. It happens with very dedicated and committed people suddenly wake up and realize they're tired. And tired of giving, tired of doing, tired of serving, and the joy of service is gone. They have become what this scripture talked about, weary in well-doing. And while that's true in the secular world, it's also true in the spiritual world. We realize that even though you serve the Lord, even though you do things in the church and you do things for Christ, there's a possibility and there's a real probability that you become weary. That's why the issue is addressed often in Scripture. 2 Thessalonians 3:13, "Be not weary in well-doing." Galatians 6:9, "Let us not be weary in well-doing." Now, if it would never be a problem, the Lord would not have to address it, but he does. And so it must be something that we'll all face. Be not weary in well-doing. Now, how can I not be weary? Well, first of all, by not desiring recognition. In Galatians 5, in verse 26, it says, "Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another." Vainglory is pride, and the chief cause of criticism and slander is pride and egotism. It's when a man thinks himself better than somebody else. It's much, much more beneficial for a person to think of himself smaller than someone else, than bigger than someone else, or better than someone else. And when we're unyielding, we're critical, we're always right, that's a sign of pride in the Christian life. And pride, we inflate a sense of our own personal status. We start thinking of ourselves more highly than we ought to think. We see the failures in a leader in the church, and in pride we say, well, I'd never do such things. And such thinking is prideful. And if we're put to, listen, we realize if I was in that position and I had the pressures that were on me that that person has on me, I'd probably do a much greater failure than what they had. I probably would not do nearly as well as they do. You understand, though failures are real and hurtful, but we have to humble ourselves and remember to forgive others in the body of Christ. You know, the Bible says, and we all know, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, yet it's amazing how shocked and amazed we are when we hear that people sinned or people fell short. We're all sinners. We all need the grace of God. You have to be careful that we don't put ourselves in that dangerous place of pride to think we can slander others or be hard on others. That's why the Bible said there, it follows up, not being desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envy one another, but if you're overtaken in a fault, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Pride will destroy your life. It'll destroy your usefulness to God. William Carey, who really founded the 18th century missionary movement that changed the whole culture and life in India. One time he's being honored by the Governor General of India. And present at the occasion was a petty government official who looked upon the Baptist missionary with contempt. At the dinner table, the petty official openly said to a friend, this William Carey, I understand, was a shoemaker. It was said for the ears of the missionary. And William Carey humbly replied, sir, I was not a shoemaker. I was a cobbler. You see, you can't touch a man like that. You can't cut a man like that because he's already dead. He died to himself. He's died to ambition. Yet he lives gloriously. You know, it says, don't desire vainglory. Don't get provoking one another and envying one another. And that can happen so often in with good people in good churches. Well-meaning Christians who are trying to bear fruit for the glory of God. Things can happen to them, and there are three things that Paul says that can happen. He said the first one is, don't get conceited. Don't get proud. Don't think you're better than somebody else. Wow, look at me. Look at the things God's doing in my life. Look how I'm increasing, and look how I'm growing in grace. And don't become so conceited like that. Then don't provoke. There are people who are tempted to see their growth and their spiritual advancement, to shame another person. Listen, if I'm in the kitchen and my wife has a jar to open and she can't open it and she hands it to me and I walk over and I take it and I pop the can open, and do I look at my wife and say, what a wimp you are? No, I don't do that. It wouldn't be right. I'm using my strength to shame her. And listen, that happens in the Christian life. You may be somebody's having a hard time loving somebody. By the way, I should say liking somebody. We can love everybody. Love is the willing, sacrificial giving of yourself for the benefit of someone else without thought of return. That's why we can love our enemies. Why? Because if he's hungry, we feed him. If he's thirsty, we give him something to drink. If he's naked, we clothe him. But not necessarily you're gonna like everybody. But that's just the way God made some of us. We're going to get along better with some other than others. But we can love everybody, and we can forgive everybody. You don't hold grudges. Christians don't do that. Somebody else struggles with holding a grudge. And you come to them and say, well, you just don't love that person. I mean, I've had this happen to me, and this happened to me, and I just love them anyway, and I forgive them. Why can't you just do that? No, you're provoking the other person. No, you're supposed to come in the spirit of meekness. Meekness is that ability to help them and negotiate without causing friction. And you're trying to build them up, not tear them down, not provoke them. We're build one another up. Don't envy one another. When you see God doing something in someone else's life and they're bearing fruit, don't get jealous of that. Don't say, wow, how come God is using me to do that? I've asked God to use me, and he doesn't use me like he's using that person. I wish I was more like them. Wait a minute. Paul said that's actually the enemy causing you to compare yourselves among yourselves. And that hurts the church of Christ. And it hurts you, and it hurts others. We're going to bear the fruit of the Spirit and not be envious and not provoke or make angry others or offend others. We're not going to be prideful. So if I'm going to not get weary in well-doing, the first thing I do is I don't desire recognition. Secondly, I'm going to be involved in restoration. That's Galatians 6 and verse 1. That brethren, if any of you be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. You see, we're to make disciples, that's evangelism. That's soul winning. We're to mark disciples, that's baptism. We're to mature disciples, that's discipleship. But we're also to mend disciples, and that's restoration. As Christians, sometimes we carry some heavy loads, and that load can be much lighter if we help carry one another's burdens. It's a ministry of reconciliation. It's a ministry of restoration. Author and teacher Howard Hendricks tells the story of a young man who strayed from the Lord, but was finally brought back by the help of a friend who really loved him. When there was full repentance and restoration, Dr. Hendricks asked that Christian how it felt when he was away from the Lord. The young man said, "It seemed like I was out at sea, in deep water, and in deep trouble. And all my friends were on the shore, hurling biblical accusations at me about justice and penalty and wrongdoing." But then he said there was one Christian brother who actually swam out to get me and would not let me go. I fought him, but he pushed aside my fighting and he grabbed me, put a life jacket around me, and took me to shore. By the grace of God, he was the reason I was restored. He would not let me go. Oh, my friend, that's restoration. That's getting involved in the business of restoration. Sometimes someone had said the Christian army is the only army that shoots its own wounded. Oh, so often that's true. That restore such a one, is as most of you know, has the idea of putting a bone back in place so it will heal properly. Why? So you can have full use of that arm or that leg again, of that extremity. And that's what we do with a fallen Christian. We try to help them and bring them back to restore them so they can be used by God once again. So how do we not get weary in well-doing? We don't desire recognition. Oh, listen, it's the servant. It's not trying to be a master. It's just being a servant. And then it's being involved in restoration, restoring the one that's fallen. And then we're going to be mindful of the reaping, but we're down to just a short time left today. So I'm going to carry this over to tomorrow as well, and I hope you'll come back, and we'll talk about this third point, being mindful of reaping, and we'll get into the verses that we read today about sowing and reaping, and we'll say something about that. But let's not be weary in well-doing. I want to serve the Lord with gladness. I want to be happy in the service of the King, and I know you do too. And listen, this is not a short sprint. This is a long run. This is a marathon called the Christian life. And we're running the race. And I want to be faithful, not just for months, not just for years, but for decades. I want to be faithful for a lifetime. I want to keep running the race so I can say I've fought a good fight, I've finished my course, and I've kept the faith. Be not weary in well-doing. Come back. We'll finish it up tomorrow, all right? I appreciate you listening to Words to Encourage Radio. I hope you have a great Monday, everybody. And we'll look forward to being with you again on the broadcast on Tuesday. Bob will give you some information here at the end about getting the website and maybe listening to past broadcasts, all right? Well, until tomorrow, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
the joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.